Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Today, The Burt Show, MGAs. Today we start our MGA campaign. Make marriage great again. MGA.
Got it.
Two M's, G and an A.
MGA.
So Mo and I were talking on his podcast, and this is where my idea for this came up with. Mo has never been in love, right?
No.
Never been in love. Doesn't really see the value in marriage at all, mostly because he's got friends, most friends, that are married and miserable.
Yeah. Most of my peers got married young. And so I'm kind of the only guy in my clique that's not married. And I just kind of started to sense a pattern when I would speak to them, whether it was half jokingly or half true. They just didn't seem to be the happiest of men. Like, they just didn't. Like, when I would call them, their energy, their vibes, and they can't go on certain vacations with me. They can't live their lives a certain way. And it just seemed like every time I would ask, like, why, it always kind of centered around marriage. And they would tell me things like, jokingly, you know, hey, hold out. Hey, don't get married. And then after a while, it started to feel like, I don't think y'all are joking. So I started kind of paying a little more attention to how men typically feel in marriages, and I started to realize why the term happy wife, happy life is so popular, but yet I've never heard the term happy spouse, happy house. So it just seemed like all of these men really feel as if when they sign on to get married, it's no longer about them. It's always about pleasing their woman, of which a lot of men would secretly tell you, they wouldn't tell you out loud, that they're not the happiest in their marriages.
So which made me realize, because this isn't a man thing, this isn't a woman thing, when you're married, it's about the couple, right? So if we were going to deconstruct marriage, and you guys can get in on this if you want, 1-855-BURT-SHOW, because when you look at the divorce rates, which I did, I mean, you're talking about 40 to 50% of marriages are going to fail. The divorce rate for second marriages is even higher than that. It goes up to 67%.
Ooh,
that's high. I really believe it's because we get into these traditional habits of marriage, and the statistics have sucked for a very long time, yet we are making the same mistakes over and over and over again, generation from generation to generation. And maybe it's because we're watching our parents' crappy marriages and we are emulating those crappy marriages in our own crappy marriages. So the statistic never goes anywhere. So if there weren't rules, quote unquote, and you were going to completely deconstruct marriage, what would you do to change the institution to get that 40 to 50% of first marriages that end in divorce down to, let's say, 20%. What could you do? Do you have any ideas? 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
I think what's interesting is watching parents' crappy relationships and marriages fall apart is working, because the millennial divorce rate is 25%. It is way lower than like the national average of everyone together. So I think if you want a lasting marriage, look at what your divorced parents did and don't do that.
Right. We're done.
Yep.
Hit the bank. Let's go to traffic. I think one of the reasons why that statistic is changing, Cassie, was the first thing that I would deconstruct about marriage. And this is one that I've been preaching for years and years and years on The Burt Show. I always say, don't get married till you're 30 years old. 30. And I think millennials now are taking longer to get married. And I think that has a lot to do with why that divorce rate is going down. New study, I did a little research. New study suggests people should get married. Here's your sweet spot. You ready? Between the ages of 28 and 32. If you don't want to get divorced, at least in the first 5 years, that seems to be like the sweet spot, 28 to 32. I've always said 30, because when you get married young, you really don't know. You think you know yourself. Your spouse thinks he knows himself also. Y'all are still growing. Mm. And for me, in marriage, the hardest part isn't staying in love. The hardest part is staying in like with the person that is evolving. And the person you are at 25 is going to be so different than 35 and 45 years old. So that would be my first thing, is nobody gets married before 30 years old.
I love that advice. My dad told me that too, and I took it to heart. I don't think I got married till I was like 33 or 34. And you just, like you said, it lets you know yourself, but it also lets you be comfortable with, I love this phrase, is somebody on TikTok was talking about how they let their spouse bloom and they stepped back when they needed to so their spouse could continue growing and sort of blooming and becoming the person they are, because they were being sort of, it sounded like they were being like your friends, Mo, like held back by the marriage, restricted a little bit by the relationship. And so they took a step back and allowed their spouse to bloom, and their spouse was so much happier. So I think when you get older, you recognize when somebody is trying to like evolve to the next level and you're able to facilitate that. Whereas I think when you're younger, it, you sort of see it as a, why am I not good enough? Like, what am I not doing enough to make this person happy, when it's not about you?
So most people would say that also traditionally, right, when we're looking at what we're doing over and over and over again, is whoever the person dated before you doesn't matter. Their dating history absolutely doesn't matter. If Mo was going to deconstruct marriage, he's got a completely different take on that.
I do. And when I've had this conversation on my podcast with Katie on In the Moment, I realized how many people were like, completely against this idea that I have, of which, like you said, they feel like the past doesn't matter. I completely don't agree with that whatsoever, especially when it comes to marriage, because the way I see it logically, if someone is going to invest something in you, like a job, or if you're going to go into the military, if you're going to get a home, they give you a background check. There's a reason for that. They want to know, they want to have a full picture of exactly who you are and what they're dealing with. You may not be the same person, but your decision making in your life does play a part in the decisions that you may make in the future. So technically, in my mind, your biggest investment that you will ever have is you, the rest of your life. So if you are going to invest yourself and the rest of your life and children and all of the things that are the most important to you in someone, then I see nothing wrong with knowing exactly who they are, where they come from, and how they choose to make decisions. So when people say, it doesn't matter where you are, or who you've been, but I'm still going to invest all of this in you anyway, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
That's a good point, man.
I feel that I think you can change and grow, but I do think that's like all of that makes you into the person that you are. So if there's something from your past that like is shady or you're not proud of, well, you can own it and you can say, detail out how you've changed since then. But I totally agree with you.
Mm-hmm. I don't even need to ask, because I've already stalked your exes. I've looked through all their Facebook pages. I've done my own background check. So if you're not going to tell me, I'm going to find out. So I'm at that age where a lot of my friends are starting to get engaged. This is when that first wave of first marriages is starting to happen. And something that's been really like disheartening to see is how many people I've noticed are getting engaged to people that so many people in their lives are saying, this is not a smart decision. This person is not the right fit for you. And it seems like they're getting engaged because other people are doing it, so it just seems like it's the right thing. Oh, we've been dating for 5 years, so let's just get engaged. And I'm starting to realize that, I don't know, maybe I had a romanticized view of like what it meant to like get engaged and get married, but I thought you fall in love and you get excited to get married. And none of these people seem like they should be getting into a lifelong commitment.
I completely agree with you. That was like my second reason that I came up with, is I think we live in a place now where a lot of people love marriage more than they actually get married for love.
Oh, and that's good.
That's the problem.
Oh,
right?
Bravo!
Thank you.
Bravo!
All right.
Say it again.
A lot of people love marriage more than they actually get married for love. This whole world of you getting married for social reasons, or because you want to get married for security, or you want to get married because you just think it's the right thing to do and you'll be happy. Like all of these, you should marry someone because you love them, they love you, and you believe that y'all will be the perfect union for the rest of your lives. There should be no other reason in my mind to get married.
I 100% agree with that. But I do think it does change as you get older. So in doing research for this segment, I asked my parents and all of their friends who have been in relationships for 30 years. And I think to some extent, when you get into a relationship or in a marriage for that long, is you have to realize, you have to almost see the marriage as something that you do have to love. Like, you have to value the fact that, okay, I made this lifelong commitment and I'm going to choose to love the fact that I'm married, even if I don't like this person right now, even if I don't love them. You have to stay committed to that. And actually, I did a little bit more research, saw some statistics, and the number one reason people cited that they got divorced is lack of commitment. And the number two is infidelity, which I think kind of goes hand in hand.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
People getting cheated on.
That's 1A, 1B.
Here's another one. I find that sometimes when people get married, they lose themselves. So it sort of becomes, we like going to the beach, we like concerts, instead of I. And I think that it is really important to not lose yourself. And I think the way I like to view marriage is I have chosen someone to live my life in tandem with. Mm. So we'll do things together, but it's still my life. I'm just living it at the same time and speed as you are. And then we'll cross paths sometimes. So I think when you get married, don't lose yourself. Still go on those vacations with friends without your significant other. Mm-hmm. Do things without them. Pursue hobbies that they're not interested in. Cultivate yourself. And this goes back to what you were saying, Will, about investing in yourself as well. Invest in yourself, enrich yourself, then you'll have even more to talk about with your partner. But you will never feel dependent on them or codependent. You will never feel lost because you'll always know who you are.
100%.
All right, Richard, we are fixing marriage today. We are totally deconstructing it, like, because it's so jacked up. What do you want to add?
All right, so good morning, guys. I always enjoy the show.
Thanks for being part of it, man.
Hey, August is 12 years for me and my wife, so still going at it, going pretty strong, I think. And I think the one thing that we're doing very well is not falling into gender roles. I cook, I wash clothes, I'm on my knees scrubbing the bathroom, all of that stuff when my wife can't do it or she doesn't feel or she doesn't want to. Or if I see an issue that needs to be taken care of, I go and do it, whether traditionally it's a, quote, woman's job or a man's. It does not matter. And I think that that's a big thing that, like you all were talking about, parents' marriages and grandparents' marriages, they had those gender roles, and they stuck to them so hard and so for so long that then that unhappiness starts to creep in. So I think one of the big things that we really just got to do away with is gender roles. They're stupid. They're antiquated.
I agree.
Great stuff, Richard. I appreciate it, man. And here's the thing also about our grandparents that took so much pride in being married for 65 years. They hated each other for 55 of them. but, man, they took those vows seriously. So they stuck it up, but they were not happy. Katia, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, so my comment, I guess, on what makes marriage work is kind of with what Kathy, I think, said, is helping each other grow. And part of that may or may not include therapy. I am married and I am 24, so I know I am young and way before that 30 year old mark. But yeah, I really do think that a lot of what has helped in my marriage is just the fact that I acknowledged that I had things that I needed to work on, and my partner was very understanding. And, you know, instead of putting me in a little box, he helped me find those resources, because he knew that a lot of those things had nothing to do with him, but he could help me be a better version of myself.
I love that call. And I've really pivoted on this over the course of the years also. I think if we're going to deconstruct marriage, I used to hear that people were in couples counseling before they got married. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's a relationship that's not going to work. I mean, if you guys are already struggling before you get married, then that's a big old red flag that's not going to work. I've pivoted on that. I really think that you should get couples counseling before you get married. I think it would give you a way better idea to sit down with somebody if there are problems or not, and learn how to work them out before you get married.
Yeah, Sophia Bush actually just talked about this on a podcast, and she met her now husband, and like at the 4-month mark, they started going to couples counseling. And I think it's good. You have a professional helping you lay the groundwork, lay the foundation of your relationship.
Agreed. Right.
And a lot of successful couples will tell you the hardest parts was the beginning, not necessarily later. It was they got it out the way early, and then they was smooth sailing after that.
So we can circle back to this because there's way more than that we can do with it.
Get it? The Burt Show.